Everybody, this is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Real Estate U University Podcast, Episode 7. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about how you can create a lead frenzy in your business this holiday season. And you know, I was actually at church over the weekend, and I saw this real estate agent sit there. I'd never seen him in my life, and he was just sitting there carrying on this casual conversation, and somebody was like, "So how's business going?" And he was like, "Oh, it's the holidays, you know, there's nothing going on. I probably won't be doing anything until March or April." And it was a little disheartening to see, but I see it more often than I care to recall. I hear it all the time. You don't want to do anything during the holidays because there's nobody buying houses. There's nobody selling houses. And it's incredibly fascinating to me how many people basically shut down their businesses when this is quite possibly one of the single greatest times of the year to be marketing your business. Yeah, no, you might not get as many people that are buying or as many people that are selling, but to say that nobody is a complete and total fallacy. To say that nobody is 100% foolish. The holidays, if nothing else, are one of the greatest times to fill your pipeline. This thing that a lot of real estate agents, for some reason, don't seem to understand, pipeline. The single thing that creates consistency in any one real estate agent's business. So this holiday season, this Thanksgiving or this Christmas or Super Bowl or Valentine's or St. Patrick's Day, whatever holiday might be coming up as you're listening to this, whatever event might be taking place as you're listening to this, is one of the greatest times to be generating business. Companies spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to get attention over the holidays, some holidays created just for the purposes of selling product. And you're going to say that it's the worst time to do business? That's crazy to me. But on this episode, I want you to understand how you can take advantage of these Fortune 500, Inc. 500, whatever companies with these massive corporate budgets that are spending billions of dollars to get people into brick and mortar stores. You can take advantage of that by doing a couple of things. So if you're driving, don't write anything down, but if you're sitting there, grab a notepad, because you need a few things, okay? You need to create some type of message. So typically around the holidays, what do these big corporate companies create? They create commercials, right? Marketing is messaging. They create these heartwarming messages that they spend millions of dollars producing and millions of dollars advertising so that you can see it, so that you will go buy their product, okay? What can we learn from that? As a real estate professional, you need a message. You need something to help call attention. You need something to help you bust out of obscurity just a little bit. And on the back end of that, you need a call to action. You need something that's going to cause somebody to want to say, yes, I want this. I might not want it right now. I might not want to move next week because it's Christmas, but I'm going to immediately after. I'm off this holiday season. It's the only time this year I'm going to have to go look at houses, look at properties with my family, who is all in town and wants to tag along. To say that people aren't looking to purchase a home, aren't looking to sell a home right now is just absolutely foolish. They may not want to do it today, but they are preparing for what they are going to do tomorrow. Don't forget that. If you shut down, the agents in your marketplace that turn it up in the holiday season are going to absolutely clean house. And they're the ones that will do business in January, February, March. This poor, poor gentleman that I was overhearing in church is not gonna do business till the middle of the year, I would guarantee, right? Understanding that your business is cyclical. Guys, people are standing in lines. What do you think they're doing when they're standing in lines? They're looking at their phones. People are sitting there listening to their family argue. What do you think they're doing in those uncomfortable situations? They're sitting there on their phones. What do you think people are doing when they're at events and they're bored? What do you think women are doing during the Super Bowl. Not all, but some, right? They're looking at their phones. You get to leverage this opportunity to generate leads in your business. So you have a message. You've crafted one in the few moments I've been speaking to you, or at least a light bulb's gone off, and you've created a call to action. Now, a call to action could be some type of really lead magnet that you're utilizing to pull people in and collect their name, email address, phone number so that you can market to them continuously when they are ready in a couple weeks, in a couple months, right? You can fill that pipeline. So your call to action could be something like, download this free list of homes you should celebrate Christmas in. Download the top 10 homes that you'll never ever have another fight with your family in during the holiday season, right? You can have fun with this. Download this free list of homes, top 10 list of homes that you should watch the Super Bowl in, right? You got all these little bitty opportunities to create buyers and sellers out of those situations. Hey, take advantage of this special Black Friday rebate I'm offering. Take advantage of this Christmas listing special that I've developed and that I offer. Look at all of these different things. There's so many different things that you could utilize, so many different calls to actions that you could put out there so that the people that are paying attention on their phones, which there are going to be many, will be able to see it. And we'll be able to take action on it. It's a real thing, guys. You need to take real action on this. You need to really pay attention to what you're doing this holiday season, because if you have already shut down and you are spending time with your family, you're checked out until 2018, it's going to be a slow start. It's going to be a slow start. Craft your message, create a call to action, give people a place, so a landing page or use like a Facebook lead ad, something very similar where people can give you that information, they can exchange that information. And then here's what's really fun, is you get to leverage the millions and millions and millions of dollars that other companies have spent getting people into their brick and mortar locations to generate leads. Walmart, Best Buy, Target, Cabela's, any local company that you can think of that spent money to get people into their shops. Look at the malls, look at the special retail locations, look at all of these different spots where people are planning to host activities, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. Everything that you've got going on right there is an opportunity. You've got Christmas coming up, which is an amazing time to use geo-based targeting. I'm talking about downloading a list of homes that have expired in your local marketplace and hammering those people over the holidays. They're going to be home. At least most are. You get to leverage those locations. So while Best Buy is dropping millions of dollars to pull people into their location right now, what I'm going to be doing is dropping a pin on Best Buy. So while you're waiting in line to buy the newest iPad or the newest laptop or whatever else it is that you could think that you would want to be buying right now, I'm going to be marketing to you while you're waiting in line to complete your purchase. If I'm a real estate professional, I am going to be making sure you see this top list of homes you should spend the holidays in. I'm going to make sure that you see my $500 rebate. I'm going to make sure that you see my 1% off lifting commission, whatever it is that you can think of. And I'm just throwing stuff out there, but you want to create something that you can grab information with, because it's the leads you generate today that you're going to do business with that are going to turn into commission checks 30, 60, 90 days down the road. If you wait to start after the event has passed, you've lost your leverage, because especially with Facebook advertising, you get to take that messaging you create, you get to take those call to actions you put out, and you get to leverage it with location-based targeting that you can make sure that you're marketing to people that are likely to move, new movers, people that are looking to borrow on a mortgage. You can make sure that you're marketing to all of these different types of things, and it's most important that you do. So if you're thinking, oh man, I'm gonna go ahead and check out for the holidays, don't. Check back in for an hour, 2 hours, and get some advertising put in place to take advantage of this holiday season. This is one of the single greatest seasons year in, year out for business to be done, for credit cards to be swiped, for transactions to be had. And if you don't think that your buyers or sellers are watching, waiting, preparing, to do business in the next week, next few days, weeks, months, you are sadly mistaken. Take advantage of these holidays. Take advantage especially of the massive marketing budgets that these companies have put out to bring people out of their homes and into their storefronts where you can be marketing for a few dollars. There's an insane amount of opportunity right here. And it doesn't just have to be the holidays. Think about events coming up. You got the Super Bowl coming up. Think about big football events that go on every weekend in your local marketplace where you can be generating a massive amount of leads. We did this in St. Louis all year long when the Cardinals were playing. We were generating 20 leads a game because while everybody's watching the game, you've got these slow innings, you've got these things that take place. Obviously, we generated a lot of leads from women because they weren't paying attention that much to the game. And I'm not saying it's that way in every situation, but man, you got so much opportunity here, not just during the holidays, but week in, week out, month in, month out. Think about the high school games that are taking place where you could be marketing to people. Think about the cheerleading camps that are going on that you could be marketing to people. Think about all of these micro events that are happening locally that you could leverage those locations and generate a frenzy of leads in your business. That's something that you've got to pay attention to. It's something you've got to focus on. I hope you guys got a lot of value, some golden nuggets from this podcast. If you want some more in-depth training, you can follow the links that are attached to this video. Follow the links that are attached to this podcast. We'll show you guys live and in person how you can leverage a lot of the targeting and generate those listing and buyer lead frenzies in your local marketplace. Make sure that you rate this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. And I look forward to seeing you on our next episode.